Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Many of you may remember a primetime soap opera of some decades ago called Dallas. While most men might conjure up memories of Victoria Principal or Pamela Anderson, just about everyone we'll remember that one season-ending episode where J.R. Ewing was shot. All you saw was a hand with a gun pulling the trigger. Then you had to wait through the spring and the summer until that next season started to began so you could find out who done it. Who shot J.R.? Well, one of the popular questions during this season of Lent is, who really killed Jesus? A couple of years ago, when Mel Gibson's movie The Passion was released, there was a great outcry from the Jewish community. It was said that the movie was anti-Semitic and that it would stir up hatred toward the Jewish people. But don't forget, even in Scripture we read where Simon Peter, one of the 12, told the Jews on two occasions, "This Jesus, whom you crucified." Some people might say that it's the Roman government of that day that killed Jesus. After all, it was a Roman soldier or soldiers that drove the nails through the hands and feet of our Lord. It was also a group of Roman militia that pounded that crown of thorns down upon our Lord's head. And Roman antagonists beat Jesus, causing him to bleed and tempting him, mocking him. "Prophesy! Who was it that hit you?" We hear today that we killed Jesus, that the weight of our sins took him to the cross where he died. If only we were sinless, Jesus would still be alive. If only we hadn't worried, put that worry about money between us and God. If only we hadn't invoked God's name in that false oath that we swore. If only we had gotten up for church on that Sunday when we didn't. If only we hadn't thought the thoughts we did while watching Dallas. If only we had told the truth about our neighbor and let him have his moment rather than trying to get the glory ourselves. If only we had helped our neighbor to keep and improve his things rather than trying to take them as our own. Wow. Maybe we really did kill Jesus. Well, not us, but those sinners out there in the world. But what was it that we read in the lesson appointed for today? Jesus spoke these words, "For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I received from my Father." Certainly the Jews, the Romans, and we have had a part in our Lord's death. After all, the sins of the entire world for all time were heaped upon his shoulders. But remember these words that we heard in the gospel lesson from this past Sunday. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Yes, you had a part in the death of Christ, but in him, with him, taking your sin upon himself, he took your life and gave you his. He laid down his life willingly, and he took it up again in the resurrection. He made that once for all sacrifice in order that you might have the pledge, the certainty of a clean conscience before God. And yes, you still have a part in the death of Christ, but it is a glorious part. In the waters of holy baptism, you were drowned, you were buried with Christ, that just as he was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so you too will walk in newness of life. There at the font, your old Adam is daily drowned, along with all sins and evil desires. There Christ daily lifts you up to his life again, to live before him in righteousness and purity forever. Each time you kneel to confess your sins before Christ, in those blessed words spoken by your pastor, you are reminded that Christ died for those sins. He laid down his life, and then he took it up again, that you might live. And there you find yourself in the life of Christ, as your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And that you have a part in the death of Christ is brought to its glorious apex each time you kneel at the Lord's table to receive his very body and blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. There, the life that sin has so violently taken from you, there your life parched like the hot July desert by sin, there that life is restored with the life of Christ, the life that he now takes up in you. No one individual or group killed Jesus. Jesus loved us to the point of death, even death on a cross, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and of things on earth and of things under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus laid down his life for you. He laid it down of his own accord for you. He took it up again for you. St. Paul, I think, put it best for all of us. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.